This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
It's Monday, November 24th. I'm Katie Brown. Hundreds of people gathered at Asilomar Conference Grounds over the weekend for a film screening of Sequoias of the Sea.
Hello, welcome. Hi. Are you here for today's screening?
Yes.
All right.
The film underscores indigenous perspectives and collaborative efforts to restore kelp forests in Northern California.
These are critical ecosystems, and if we lost 95% of the forests on land, people would be screaming about it.
That was Natasha Benjamin. She co-directed and produced the one-hour documentary with Anna Blanco. The film emphasizes the role of climate change in massive kelp die-offs that began over a decade ago. Blanco says they interviewed different communities to tell that story.
So we have the scientists, we have the urchin fishermen, and we have the native tribes.
Jennifer Linnau Thompson with California State Parks helped organize the event.
Thank you for joining us for the special screening of Sequoias of the Sea in honor of Native American Heritage Month.
Not being able to fish, not being able to gather, takes away our identity as a Pomo, as a tribal person.
One of the youngest audience members here was Victoria, a third grader from Carmel who came with her dad and grandma.
Made me feel like sad because I didn't know it was that bad, and I'm like, yikes.
While she first learned about some of the topics covered as a first grader, after watching the film, she says she feels like she can pitch in to help the kelp.
I just really love kelp forests. We're really depending on them.
The film has screened over 25 times across the U.S. and in Germany and Korea since its premiere in April. The filmmakers think this was the largest turnout. Katie Brown, KAZU News.